And here is your story for Lesson S, The New Supervisor's Plan. Gabriella and Nina rescued Tim that night, lending their help with his plan on the kitchen table. So you need three persons to inspect, pick up, and distribute their rough parts to different people who are waiting for them, Nina said, stirring her rice tea. Yes, said Tim, and the trick is I will be making a schedule every day because different smoothing tools are best for different jobs. Nina thought for a moment. And these three people can't be too delicate. They have to be strong enough to carry parts. But could you use women? Tim smiled at his sister, who was slicing a brick of butter. She cut her finger and was bleeding a little. I hope that blade is not poison, and you can wash off your finger with some soap. So, do you want the job? Seriously, said Gabriella, can you use women? Maybe, answered Tim. These parts are not light as feathers, though. But it's possible if a woman can carry around 30 pounds all day long, then maybe. There is nowhere I know of that women are doing that, though. Could they use carts? Nina drilled. Yes, answered Tim, but what about clothing? Gabriella had the answer. For safety, they couldn't wear dresses or skirts. Either they would be loose and catch in machine belts, or they would be tight and interfere with all the lifting. They would have to wear work pants. Don't send them to my store, she laughed. After lots of questions, the three of them had Tim's 2-page plan for Jerry all ready. Early the next day, he left it in Jerry's in-basket as he went to his workstation. Got a minute, Tim? Jerry asked Tim a little later, standing next to Tim's desk. Sure, Tim swallowed hard. He hoped he would not be crushed again. He hoped he would not regret this plan. The plan looks pretty good. You really think you can schedule things so that you can get economies of scale? It just seemed like it would be possible, but economies of scale, I don't exactly understand. Oh, you understand, Jerry said. You just don't know all the right words yet, but that's the easy part. Well, it seemed like similar jobs should be on the same shelf. Jerry stared at the plan some more. It's a shame we didn't think of this sooner. Now we'll have to postpone starting it until after the autumn holiday coming up. Well, that would give me some time to get three people, Tim said. Right, Jerry said. Do you think you could do it with two people instead of three? Tim wanted to obey, of course. Yes, it wouldn't wreck anything if I float two people between the three work areas. I can see you really need three. I have an idea. Sometimes you rob one area to get the overall rewards. Now, if the only way you could get three was to hire a woman, would you explode? No, except that either the belts on the machine would cause danger for a loose skirt, or lifting would be hard in a tight one. We would have to forbid that. But if she'd resign herself to wearing a shirt and pants, that could be okay. Jerry thought. That's not false. We certainly have to anticipate any safety problems. Now, there's a woman we were going to dismiss who could be a third member if you're of your little tribe there. Dismiss, said Tim, suddenly wide awake. He was remembering that Jerry should have dismissed Fabian. Well, she's a real treasure, really bright and hard-working, always cheery, but her job was absorbed by a computer and she couldn't lift enough to work in the warehouse. My people could use carts, maybe with little flags on them, offered Tim. Jerry smiled broadly. Okay, good. You've really got a can-do attitude. Let's see how your hiring goes on the other two. I'll take up a pen and request that we send Carmelita over this afternoon. I have to stamp my approval on it, but that won't take long." Tim knew then that he was in debt to Gabriella and his big sister. And here are your words for story S. Absorb. Anticipate. Autumn. Awake. Basket. Blade. Bleed. Brick. Butter. Button. Cart. Crush. Debt. Delicate. Dismiss. Distribute. Drill. Economy. Explode. False. Feather. Flag. Float. Forbid. Holiday. Inspect. Interfere. Lend. Nowhere. Obey. Pants. Pen. Poison. Postpone. Regret. Rescue. Resign. Reward. Rice. Rob. Shame. Shelf. Shirt. Skirt. Slice. Soap. Stamp. Stare. Stir. Swallow. Tea. Treasure. Tribe. Trick. Wreck. And those are your words for story S. Thank you.